Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. James Baroud is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is the president and CEO of New Jersey Tech Council, which is the largest technology trade association in the galaxy. Did I say that right, Jim?
You did.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
And the truth is, you're one of the largest technology trade associations in the United States of America.
That's correct. We're going for the galaxy.
But you're working on the galaxy, though, right? I mean, look. Hey, listen, Jim. After being on my show, the sky's the limit. I mean, we have lots of stories like this where people have just gone, you know, right through the galaxy after being on my show. So you buckle up. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I am buckling up right now. Thank you for having me, Jim.
You're welcome. You're welcome to be here. I'm glad you're here. So let's talk about technology. First, I want you to talk about what a technology trade association does.
Yeah. So a technology trade association is much like a big regional chamber of commerce that focuses on technology and life science companies. So what we do is we have up to 100 events a year, and they're mostly in New Jersey, but since we're regional, we have members companies in Philly as well as New York City. So we hold programs in New York City and Philly as well. So, but most of our
kind of
programs
are
in New Jersey.
They call it tri-state up there, but you're kind of a quad state type of thing up there, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, since the reason being, Jim, is because most people don't realize this, but from Philly to New York City is the second largest technology hub on the planet, right? So after Silicon Valley, most investment dollars or venture capital dollars come to this region. And so we have something really special here, and we need to sort of keep growing this region, and that's, you know, one of our main purposes.
Right, absolutely. Well, so give us an example that when you say you're bringing like 100 events together, that's your job every day is to try to aggregate information with people who are thought leaders with the people who need that information?
That's correct. So, for example, we try to make sure business owners, entrepreneurs stay ahead of technology, leverage best practices, and network so that they can grow their businesses. So
let's make sure we point this out because you're quick to make this point is that your audience, your customers, so to speak, are not just tech companies.
That's right. Now these days, as we all know, if you're not leveraging technology, you're going to be disrupted by technology. Mm-hmm. So every company has at least a department that focuses on tech, and again, from IT to e-commerce systems to supply chain to social media. So if you're not leveraging those, again, you will have problems surviving and thriving in the future.
Does every state have a tech council, a trade group like yours?
There's about 30 of us around the country. Some are, you know, the regions, but most are within a state or a city.
I've known some that were pretty darn robust in their activity who were just in a small region.
Absolutely.
And so the point I'm making here, Jim, is that I encourage, as I know you do, anyone listening to find their nearest technology trade group and get to know them and participate in their activities.
I couldn't agree more. We are, you know, if you want, I'd love to have interested folks contact us, whether they just come to an event or become a member or become a speaker. We're happy to accommodate them.
Right. So is there a place to go? Does your website offer a listing of where your fellow trade groups are around the country?
There is an umbrella organization called TECNA, T-E-C-N-A. So if they just Google Tecna, that should give a listing of all the councils around the country.
Right,
and
yeah.
Our website is njtc.org.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else. It might even, the nearest one to you, might even be something that looks more like a technology incubator. Right, Jim?
That's right. I mean, well, you know, those incubators and accelerators are great resources for startups. So I would encourage anyone, again, to... The most important thing, Jim, as we all know, is to get help, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever type of small business you're starting or growing, is to get assistance. There's a lot of resources out there, including your great show.
Right.
But we have to, you know, make the time to take advantage of it.
Well, this is something that I've been encouraging folks to do for a long, long time now, and that is get out of their four walls, go out into the world, and go to their industry trade group. You know, if you're selling refrigerators, go to the refrigerator trade group. If you're selling shoes, go to that national trade group. Because getting out and meeting people and hearing thought leaders talk about where the industry is and where it's going, that's invaluable for the CEO of small businesses, regardless of how technological they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anything else? How big is your organization? How many members?
We have close to 900 members. And as I said, most in New Jersey, but a bunch in Philly as well as New York City.
But you also work closely with Chambers of Commerce.
That's right. We collaborate with them often to present programs because we all have to work together to help the business community.
And I'm sure you don't recommend either or. You recommend both and, right? I mean, being
Absolutely.
Members of both groups because
Absolutely.
Because each entity, the Chamber of Commerce or a tech association, each one of those have their own missions in the marketplace.
That's correct. But at the end of the day, right, they're all helping the businesses grow
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
succeed.
Yeah, exactly. So give us the website, please.
So our website is njtc.org.
Njtc.org. And have you got did I hear that you've got another round of venture funding coming up?
That's right, we do. And we started our first one like 15 years ago.
Right.
And it was so successful that the partner involved in that one wanted to do another one.
Well, when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to tell us about that.
So I'm sorry, Dave.
After these messages, we're going to get you to tell us a bit more about that. NJTC, is that right?
Yes.
NJTC.org?
Yep.
So check that out, folks, and we'll be right back with Jim Baroud after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie again. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.